Welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Georgie Crawford.
And me, Claire Solan.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of aha moments and healthy, nourished skin with thanks to Sanex. We've been loving the Sanex Skin Therapy Shower Gel lately. It comes in three different options depending on what your skin needs. We have anti-itchiness and anti-irritation. That's designed for itchy skin. It contains omega-3 and reduces irritation in just 3 days of use. Then we have anti-dryness, which is designed for dry skin and contains hyaluronic acid, known for its moisturising power. And smooth skin texture, suitable for combination to oily skin, and contains niacinamide, known to help reduce imperfections. So whichever skin therapy shower gel you choose, you're in great hands, as it's developed with dermatologists and its patented amino acid complex preserves your skin's barrier, helps support your skin's natural defense, and delivers a 24-hour hydration feel, because we are all about protecting our skin health in 2026.
That is for sure. Soul Sisters, welcome. Welcome to a first on the podcast. In 10 seasons, we've never recorded the podcast on the day of release. But yes, it's 24/7. It's the day of release.
So sorry to all the Soul Sisters that listen to us early in the morning on a Tuesday. We are coming to you a little bit late because, well, life got in the way yesterday. I was on a delayed flight back from our retreat. And by the time we came home, got the kids, like, I was literally the most tired I've ever felt in my life. I was in the shower by 9 o'clock, putting body oil on, and I was asleep by 9:10. But up bright and early this morning, I do have sunglasses on, but I'm ready for the day.
And to give you your dues, it is very sunny and warm at the moment. Plus, you're going on your holidays tomorrow.
That is what I'm focusing on. Even though I have a mountain to climb, a mountain of laundry, there's stuff all over the house. Before I get there, I am focusing on the end goal.
Yes, well done. Well, look, since we're talking about travel, I want to take you back to Saturday evening. So I was in Dublin while you were in, we swapped locations, actually. You were in the UK for the weekend. I was back in Dublin. I had my meditation gathering in Kilmacud Croaks on Sunday evening. So I flew back after Emma Willis's show on Saturday. And I had on the morning, maybe a bit like you, sometimes I channel my inner Crawfords when I'm kind of getting ready to go to the airport. I'm on one hand really cleaning me gaff because I have a cat sitter coming in to look after Vivian. But at the same time, I'm trying to get everything ready for a day's work and also flying back to Dublin. And again, that age old question where you ask yourself, can I do it all in one bag because I'm flying Ryanair? Or will I just be kind to myself and take 17 options? I paid the extra baggage fee and took 17 options. So getting ready in the morning, heading into work up at about between 5 and 6, which is never great really for you know, a weekend work day. I would usually get up maybe about 7. But anyway, I was getting everything ready. I was heading to work. I'm like, it's okay. You have a long day ahead of you, but you've got this. Get to work, get the show done, fun, vibes, cool. Have a bit of a debrief with my boss who was there with me, and then he walked to Victoria Station. Now, he goes to Victoria all the time, so he reads those. You know those big boards in UK train stations?
Yes.
Like, even though I'm there 11 years, I'm still looking at them going, brrr, I can't see my train. Like, where's my train? So I'm going to Gatwick, and Jeff very kindly says, you can either go on this one at 17:01, or this one at 17:09. This one at 17:01 will bring you direct to Gatwick. I was like, shabba, off I go. Run, sit on the train, delighted with life. A little bit of air con, quite warm in London on Saturday. Sitting there. And you know, you just do that mental check in your mind.
And oh my God, what did you forget?
I was like, did I? Oh my God, no passport. Hi, Papi. No passport. Now, by any stretch, and everybody who's listening to this now is like, no. I was like, is there any way that, like Aer Lingus, you can travel on your driver's license on Ryanair. Google. AI says no. I don't believe AI. So I scroll down to Ryanair, and Ryanair says, under no circumstances can you travel on your driver's license. So then the mania begins.
Oh, God.
Home Alone, right? The flight is 7:20 in Gatwick. I'm in Victoria. I have to go back to Tooting, pick up my passport and get back to Gatwick.
What time was this at?
5 o'clock.
No. But like, you're literally the most Irish person. Like, would they, can you not just go up and say, why would I lie? Like, I'm from Ireland.
I know. And you know what? Anybody else, I think that would, you could swing it with Aer Lingus. I just don't think Ryanair are trained with the best of intentions not to care. They've heard every excuse under the sun.
So my concern is, you said that you were bringing 17 items. So did you have a suitcase?
I had a little bag, yes. I had a bag. Oh, I always pack my backpack with way too much stuff. So I had my backpack really heavy on my back, plus a little pulley.
No.
So I had to run out of one train onto another one, head out. I mean, thank God I'm in London, because I think if I was in Dublin, it would have been game over. Literally from one platform 13 to platform 11, say, jumped on the train. Train took me out to Streatham Common. And at this point, I am like, I'm really optimistic that I can do this, but I'm feeling so very alone. I'm feeling so very, very alone. I'm like, this is so annoying. So I'm like, I'm going to ring me London da. So I get the phone to Nilo, and I'm like, Nilo, hi Neil. He's like, hey, what's happening? And I was like, what's happening with you? He said, just sitting here watching baseball, going to a barbecue later. I was like, okay, it sounds like there's a window. And I was like, so just wanted to get your thoughts on this. I'm walking like at pace from the train station back to my house, while also texting my cat sitter to say, don't be scared when I come in like the Tasmanian devil. I've forgotten my passport. I've got 0 minutes to get to Gatwick. So I'm talking to Neil, and Neil, I can tell by Neil's voice, he does not want to drop me to Gatwick. So he's like, whoa, what are you going to do? You know, when someone throws a back at you like that, you're like, I was like, yeah, what would you do? Like, what's your advice, Neil? Like, so what should I? What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back to Streatham Common and then get a train, I think, to East Croydon and then out to Gatwick. And he goes, I can drop you to East Croydon.
Okay.
So, light at the end of the tunnel. Even the fact that I didn't have to keep walking the streets of London with a pulley at pace was making me feel better, because the beads of sweat, the sweaty armpits, the perimenopausal sweat, like the whole shebang. So I get there, Neil's outside my gaff, grab the passport, get in the car. He turns on his aircon max and we start heading towards East Croydon. Get to East Croydon, 6 o'clock. Onto a train, 10 past six, pull into Gatwick, 6:35.
No.
Run, go, pay for fast track on the way, in, through, bump, through, drop your bag, up into fast track. For the first time, and I celebrated it, even though I didn't have time to celebrate, I was about to glug my water bottle and the man in security said, you don't have to do that. So that's a win for the parish. Fantastic. Threw that back in. Got through, got my bags into duty free. And I had all the time in the world. Got down to my gate. And as usual, Ryanair were boarding people at like 7:15 for a 7:20 flight.
Did you take any videos on the way that you can share with us?
No, I didn't, because I was flat out talking to the angels.
Did you talk to your angels?
Oh, did I talk to my angels? I was like, angels, I understand. You must be really frustrated with me at the moment. I'm frustrated with myself. But please, just help me make this flight. Because I was thinking, if I didn't make the flight, I would have had to get a flight the next morning or maybe get a later flight that evening. It just would have made, you know, it would have thrown me completely off. Considering I was coming home to lead a meditation gathering, this was not the start I needed.
Oh, I'm so glad you made it. I had my own, it was nothing compared to your airport drama, but you know the way in Dublin Airport now, you can bring like any amount of liquids in your bag, in your hand luggage now. So you can bring like a 2 litre bottle of water. You know, it doesn't have to be under 100 mils anymore. And then you're supposed to check the country that you're flying back from to check that they too have the same rules now, because not everybody does.
Okay.
So every country that I've been to over the last while, like Rome and like Garda, you know, you could just, are they, they're not countries.
Italy. Yeah.
In Italy. You can bring back the over 100 mils. Mm. So we pull up a Cornwall and, you know, the penny drops though only at the last minute. So I'm putting my bags up and I was like, oh my God, they're definitely not going to let me through with all this stuff.
Oh.
But I'm the type of person that I just say absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Let it all go through. All three bags of mine got pulled, three trays.
Oh my God.
So I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. But the guy was taking all of my stuff and like lining it up behind. So like a giant hairspray, like like the tallest hairspray you could imagine lined up. Next thing. But he explained it to me each time like it was the first time.
Oh.
You know, so then he'd pull something out. Well, this is too big for our allowances here. And I was like, yeah, no, I know. It's just, it's different in Dublin. Yes, but here we don't have those rules. So I'm going to have to take this from you. Oh. Do you want to use a bit of it before I do? I was like, no, thanks. I used my heat protector that I paid 50 quid for already this morning. Oh. Then that would get lined up. And then the tan would get lined up. I was like, oh my God.
Oh.
Then he gets like, a little can of San Pellegrino. And he's like, this is too big to fit through. Okay, I get it. And he was like, would you like to open this and drink some of it first? I was like, no, thanks. But so interesting, right? We arrived and our flight was delayed. And this is a tiny little airport. I don't know if you've ever been in Newquay before, but it's gorgeous. It's like a little train station.
Aww.
And so we had 3 hours then till our flight, and we decided to sit outside of the airport because once you go through, you're in this tiny little room. So we were like, let's sit outside. So a group of us were sitting around a table outside. So your pal, Emer Joyce,
hey,
who is one of the top cardiologists in the country, like such a powerhouse. I had Karen Whelan, who is the creator of the empire that is Barnhill Stores with her husband. And we had Katrina Bray, who comes on all of our trips with us and is such a beautiful soul. I adore her. So we were all sitting around and we dropped into the most deep, beautiful conversation. And I was like, oh my God, do you ever have those moments like right at the end of something and you're like, thank God that flight was delayed so we were able to have this conversation. And right at the end, we'd finished. It was like 20 minutes and we were kind of slowly changing the subject then just into, you know, back to normal everyday conversation. And next of all, the skies opened and rain, like biblical rain, started falling.
Whoa.
And so quick, it happened so fast that everybody just started running. It was like a scene from a movie. Everyone just got their bags and was like legged it to the shelter. And then some people didn't even bother to take their bags. So their bags were just out in the rain. But I thought, like, that is such an incredible like release at the end of the retreat. Like at the end of, say, a good glow season, I'll always sage my house because I carry a lot during a season of the good glow and there's so many people's stories, you know, on my mind. Mm-hmm. So I'll always do a little sage just to kind of begin again. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was so symbolic for the end of such an incredible weekend.
That is divine. How was the weekend? What was it like down there? I've never been down to the southwestern tip of the UK.
So every single person is going back.
Wow.
So myself and Jamie, we love Cape Cod in America. We went on our honeymoon. And now that we have two kids, you know, I'll often dream a dream and say, could we go back to Cape Cod for the summer? Because we love it there. The house that like we used to rent is now 10 grand a week over there. Now, obviously, we didn't pay those prices back in the day. The flights for us all to get there would be 4 or 5 grand. Mm. To rent a car in America for 2 weeks, you're talking 1 or 2 grand. So that's just not accessible for us anymore. Mm. And we were in St. Ives in Cornwall. And I was like, this is literally Cape Cod.
Wow.
A 25 euro flight away. Like it's set up quite like the States would be. So like the beach facilities, like cool little food shacks, like real beach culture. Like, no offense, Ireland, but you know, sometimes if you go to the beach here, there's not much around.
Yeah.
So it's like perfectly set up for beach living. Gorgeous cabins on the beach, like a sauna culture, surf culture, everyone's paddle boarding, and the water is clear. And we got really lucky with the weather. So we were just had a run every day, but people could run at their own pace, do any distance they wanted. Some people walked, some people did a 20K on the Sunday. Some people did 12, 16, 18. Some people did 8. And we all met at the end in this gorgeous place, cafe on the beach. And each individual journey was celebrated equally. So whatever, no one asked, what distance did you run? Everyone that came home got such a cheer. And Olivia Hunt was there as well, who I think just brings so much to any room that she's in.
Yes.
So we laughed. There wasn't much crying. There was laughter, connection, friendship, joy, bravery, courage, like everything you could imagine all in one weekend.
I enjoyed your one of your stories where you had said you were properly off road, right? You were kind of trail running.
Mm.
How was it? Were you on sand or where were you?
So when myself and Jamie, we went to do a recce 2 months ago just to, because it's not an organized race either. So you're not just running A to B in New York or Rome where you can't get lost because you're surrounded by thousands of people. So we had to go and say, we were like, okay, we're going to do a 5K on the Friday and 8K on the Saturday and then the big run on the Sunday. So we had to go find the routes. But on the Sunday, we were running this southwest coastal path. But when we did the recce, a snake ran across our feet.
Whoa.
And I was like, what? You just don't think, like, we're so close to Ireland. How is there a snake here? would there be a snake in Ireland?
The grass snakes? Oh, unlike. Didn't St. Patrick get rid of all them?
So we saw a snake, and then, you know, you tell one person on the retreat, and then everyone was just so freaked out. But anyway, Jamie did say in our kind of, our beach huddle before we set off, you know, the snakes are non-venomous. They don't bite you. They're afraid of people, but they do like the sun. And it was basically the hottest day of the year. So what happened was we all had like our maps on our phone. But like one thing that we realized from the weekend is like men and women are so different. Yeah. So Jamie will happily have a map where the girls are like, we're just running straight, maybe grand. So I should have, I knew I was in the wrong place and I should have done a U-turn, but I could see a little path and I started running through it. But then there was no path anymore and it was just, I'd say, a foot high of brambles.
Oh my God.
And I was in so far that I was like, I need to just keep going. And I was so afraid of the snakes, I just ran through it and absolutely just shredded my leg. Like, there was blood, there was like nettles or like stings all over my legs. But like, I felt, as Lauren Nelson would say, I felt like a wild woman. And it was just such a moment of survival.
I've just Googled while you were telling us that, the spiritual meaning of a snake.
Oh yeah, go on.
Profound transformation, healing and awakened intuition.
I love that. Yeah. It was so funny. So like, obviously there's so many soul sisters on the retreat and like everyone's just, every time someone saw something, people were like, Google the spiritual meaning of that. Someone's like, I see my cat, my own cat, and I Google what the spiritual meaning of coming across a cat is. Like, we're all so similar, aren't we?
Oh my God, it's so funny. Because snakes shed their skin, they are universal symbols of rebirth and renewal. So that's lovely, isn't it?
I got the angel cards for the retreat, and they just add so much, because I think angel cards like give you a minute with yourself, because, you know, retreats are like very much about connection. Mm-hmm. And shared moments, but the angel cards give you a moment.
Yes.
And it was really interesting what was coming up for people. So one of the girls, Avril, came with her husband, and the angel card she picked on the Monday, just as we were leaving, was romance and connection.
No way!
Isn't that crazy?
That's mad.
We had someone who came with a really busy job that is juggling a lot at the moment, and their card was no. It just said no on it. And my card that I picked yesterday was expect miracles.
That is, what a great reframe.
Isn't it? Because the week before when I picked one, it said do the work. And I was so mindful of that. And I have been doing the work. Mm. Like, even so much as, so you're our meditation guru, Claire, and I love that. And I'm so in awe of your dedication to meditation, how much you practice it. I just think it's incredible. But I did I did the Deepak Chopra meditation course a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And now that is because I do lots of meditations in my online courses. Mm. So I wanted to just fully understand and respect, you know, the practice of meditation. Because I was doing them for years without having done a course. And so I wanted to do the course so that I fully could do it properly. But I've never done one in real life. And so over the weekend, I did two with the group.
Did you?
It was so out of my comfort zone, because I have imposter syndrome, because I look at you and I see how much you practice it, how much you love it, and how good you are at it. So even though I did the course, I still feel like a fraud, because I would be, in inverted commas, a bad meditator, as we call them. But I stood up and I was nervous to do it. Yeah. But once I did it, now I'm like, okay, I'm grand. I believe in myself. Obviously, the way I would do it is different to Claire, but I have my own way. And just to lean into that, because I think we're so, even women like starting business and stuff, they could be like, oh, I could never do that because of this huge successful business that already exists. Mm. But there is room and space for us all, you know?
That is a huge message and something I've been thinking about lately. And it's so important when you're starting something new or trying something new to put your blinkers on. Because as soon as you look at somebody else's version of what you are doing, it immediately dilutes your essence of it, your faith in yourself. So bravo, that's it. And you know what? Meditation, like running, for everybody, and like any form of exercise or consistent practice is different. You know, whether it's a silent meditation, whether it's music, whether it's dance, whether it's mantra, it's visualization, whatever it is, it's a pause for thought. It's a moment in time where you're not distracted. And however that shows up for you is, you know, exactly what you need right then.
Oh, thank you. And do you know what I found was so interesting? So on the first morning, I did a meditation and I said to people, you know, you can sit up or lie down, however you feel. Because sometimes when I do meditations, I like to sit because sometimes lying down reminds me of radiotherapy. Mm. And some of the people stayed sitting and half the group lied down. And on Monday, the morning we were checking out, having spent the entire weekend together, and I said the same thing, you can stay sitting or you can lie down. And every single person in the group lay down.
Wow.
And I thought that was such a testament to the group and how we made each other feel, which was completely and utterly safe.
Yeah.
And I think it's so interesting, like, the arc of a retreat weekend, how it begins versus how it ends. Mm. We even did like a beach Olympics because we wanted to bring a bit of play into the weekend. And you could tell people were coming to that just for us, like just to be sound. They were coming down like, oh my God, what is this? By the end of it, we were like on the floor laughing. It was amazing. People were like on the beach, were like watching, laughing, like it was contagious.
Yeah.
And we had little races and stuff. It was absolutely brilliant. Okay, Claire, we're into my favorite bit of the podcast. You know that feeling? You close the bathroom door, you step into a gorgeous shower, you know you're looking after your skin because you're using the Sanex Skin Therapy range. You're preserving your skin's barrier. It's helping support your skin's natural defense, and it delivers a 24-hour hydration feel. It's a real moment of relief for you and your skin. So tell us about your 5-star moment this week, your aha moment, and the breakthrough that dropped in for you this week, Claire.
Well, happily, I can report that it's all about Sanex this week. So lots of my friends who are soul sisters have been telling me how they've been buying Sanex all season long, thanks to us. And my mum said, tell Georgie every time she says it's on sale, wherever it is, she goes straight to that shop and she picks it up. So all the soul sisters are on board with Sanex. But somebody told me the other day about Yucca, which is the app, which I think is very popular in Ireland, where you can scan products and find out how good they are. Excellent, good, poor or bad. And my soul sister said to me, have you seen the score of Sanex on Yucca? Because Laura's kids have quite sensitive skin and she was really keen to find something that was pure and simple and effective for her kiddies. And the first thing she did was go straight to Sanex, having heard us talk about it. And she found an excellent score, far better than a lot of other leading names and brands. So I was using my Sanex this week and I just thought, I just know that all of the soul sisters, all of us as a tribe, are doing the best thing for our skin with Sanex.
Oh, I love that. And yeah, it's just the ingredients for me, like hyaluronic acid, niacinamide. We're so used to putting that on our faces, but to be putting those ingredients on our bodies is absolutely incredible. So thank you so much for that, Claire. And get yourselves down to Tesco, Soul Sisters, because Sanex Skin Therapy is currently half price there. Tell me about your group and your second gathering in Dublin.
It was, you were talking about angel cards, and it's funny because not only did I forget my passport, but I also forgot my angel cards. So I was like, don't worry about it. It's grand. Like, you're in Dublin and I'm, you know, in close proximity to Stillorgan. I'm also close to Dundrum. We got this. We don't got this, guys. So Sunday morning, I'm in Stillorgan and I'm waiting for Dubray Books to open because I've Googled it. And apparently, according to Google, they have angel cards. I walk into Dubray Books and I'm like, in Stillorgan, it's open, But like, you know, the way bookshops, they're such mystical, magical places. I was like, where is the person hidden? And then suddenly out of the back, right down in the kids section, I hear, morning. I'm like, hi. So I wander down to this young gentleman, probably in his 20s. And I'm like, oh, here it goes. Here goes nothing. Hey, have you got any angel cards? And he goes, angel cards? And I said, yeah. And he goes, I don't even know what that is. I was like, well, it's cards with angels on them. And he goes, is it like tarot? And I said, yeah, it's like tarot. And he goes, well, I've got some tarot down there, but I don't think we have angel cards. So I look, and all he has is tarot. So I'm like, right. Then I'm like, ring my mum. I'm like, okay, no joy in St. Organ. I'm booting it to Dundrum, because she was making lunch early so I can get my food into me before I went and did my meditation at 6 o'clock.
So you ring Nilo and you're like, Nilo, what would you do? What would you do?
Nilo, right? I'm in Dublin and I can't find angel cards. What would you do? So then I'm like, right, I'm calling Eason's in Dundrum. Call Eason's, and I get a lovely young girl. And I'm like, hi, crossing both fingers and closing my eyes as I speak to her. Do you have angel cards? She's like, hang on, let me see. Disappears a couple of minutes, comes back. She's like, we have like oracle cards. I'm like, and tarot cards? I was like, how many have you got? She's like, I've got about four different types and two of each. I said, okay, I'm on my way. Straight up into Dundrum. Haven't been to Dundrum for a while. Very confusing coming up the where the petrol station is. You read the signs and it's this way for petrol and this way for M&S. And you're like, which lane am I in? It's more confusing than the M50. Like, what? Where am I going? So anyway, I end up downstairs when I wanted to be upstairs. But fine. That's the way this weekend is going. Into Eason's, find some angel cards, and actually a lovely little book on angels as well. So there's a whole like sort of magical, mystical section that I found in Eason's in Dundrum. So got myself some cards, back out, back home to mum. Had my lunch, gluten-free hobnobber. Caroline, our pal, was giving me a hand. She came over early. We started running through everything that was going to happen. Got everything ready. We had hobnobs, of course. We had all of our herbal teas, our milk, our cups, our spoons. Mum was going to be on the tea. So we were in Kilmacud Croaks. So Eileen, the old OG soul sister, was taking care of all of the refreshments. Caroline and I were building an altar in the middle of the room. We put out all of the chairs in a circle, and we ended up having about 27 soul sisters.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you came to my last one. The room that we got in Kilmacud Croaks, the home of Kilmacud Croaks, was bigger. So we were able to kind of spread out a little bit more. And we all the soul sisters came in and we were all chatting. And what we did first was we had a cup of tea and we headed out onto the pitch. Now, we were lucky that the Dubs were playing Donegal on Sunday. So everybody who probably would have been in Croaks, maybe watching, excuse me, the TV and watching the game, would have been out in Croker and out in Dublin. So the place was absolutely like a ghost town. So all of us girls got out onto the pitch, got our feet into the grass.
Love it.
Bare feet, summer solstice, sun was beating down on us, and we were just getting our feet, just grounding, earthing and chatting, having a cuppa. Then we headed back inside and we began our mantra. So this month, June, in my online meditations, I've been on working on the base chakra. So we did a little bit more on the base chakra. Then we did, for summer solstice, we did some intentions. So what is it you want to grow for the rest of 2026? And what is it halfway through the year that you're ready to get rid of? So we wrote them down. Eileen lit a fire in a bucket.
What a legend.
No. I said to my dad on Father's Day, I said, Dad, I need a bucket. And he's like, right. I said, I have to light a fire in it. And he goes, what? That's what? So Dad had to go off, get a coal bucket, find his last fire lighter, and then Mum took it to Kilmacud Croaks. She stood at the front door. So when we finished our meditation, we finished our intentions, everybody on the way out dropped their whatever they wanted to let go into Eileen's fire. She stoked the fire and then,
oh my God. So raging. I miss this.
Well, this is definitely going to be a format for us for the next couple of months. And what I'm going to do over the next couple of months, each month, is work through each chakra. So the base is the seat of your security, your foundation, your perspective on life. You know, what are you scared of? What is it? How do you view the world? Next, we're going to do our sacral chakra. And sacral is so important, obviously, for us women, because it's the seat of our emotions. It's our reproductive system. It's our sexual energy and our creative energy. So if we don't have, if our sexual energy is dormant, that means our creative energy is also dormant. So every time that your husband comes towards you, or whoever, your partner comes up and says, "Do you fancy? Come on, bitte." And you're like, "No, actually, I don't." Stop and say to yourself, "Hang on, what am I denying myself here?" Because once my sexual energy flows, my creativity flows, and then everything flows. So for the next gathering on the 19th of July, we'll work on our sacral chakra, and things like dancing is what really stokes the sacral chakra. So we'll do some lovely yoga movement for the sacrum, and then we'll do a little bit of dance and some meditation as well.
Oh, I love that. Speaking of connection, myself and Jamie are on a 24-hour break.
Oh, that's not great for your creative energy.
No. So we came home last night, and obviously when we do retreats, we're like so talking like all the time. Yes. When we go on our trips.
Yeah.
And like we're just constantly figuring stuff out and like pivoting, and, you know, we're in such work mode. And then we came home last night and he was like, "What about this? This is a mess." And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I was like, Jamie, we're going on holidays with each other for 10 days on Wednesday. Like, how are we going to shift our energy into holiday mode?
Yes.
I said, "I know. Let's try to not communicate much over the next 24 hours. Like, let's just, I just need a little bit of a break." Mm-hmm. No offense. Nothing to do with him, but it's a lot of each other.
Yeah.
All the time. So I was like, let's for 24 hours just step away. If there's something that you don't necessarily need to say to me, mm-hmm. and vice versa, let's just choose like a bit of space and silence for a while, because we're such a like 24/7 couple, right? And that cannot be healthy.
Yeah. No, you're right. The best thing you can do is go to your own corners, your wings of the gaff, and then come back together Wednesday ready for a 5 a.m. start in the airport.
Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting what you're saying about the base chakra work, because I feel like when I went to your the first meditation gathering that you had, that shifted something in me. And then I got that card that said, "Do the work." Mm-hmm. And I started to do it, and I started to feel a little bit better. Like last night, for example, I definitely would have come home and been like full, "Put on the washing machine." And I was like, "No, I'm just going to take a couple of minutes to myself, you know, before I go to sleep. You know, put on my oil, take a little bit," even saying that to Jamie, like, I probably wouldn't have said that a couple of months ago because I couldn't see it, how much I need a little bit of space and silence and how much it does for me. Mm-hmm. And so they're doing the base chakra work, getting the do the work card. And now that I'm doing the work, the card that came up for me is expect miracles.
Oh my God, shivers.
Like, that's so powerful, isn't it?
Massive. And is that all? So we called in our angels. We called in Archangel Michael on Sunday because that is his day. The sun is his planet, and earthing is really Archangel Michael's thing. So he's a defender and a protector. And as we called in our angels, I was just reminding the girls, like, all you have to do is turn your attention to yourself and your angels. Ask, that will bring your angels will give you messages through your intuition, and you will start to see a change. You know, all you need to do is just stop worrying about what's going on outside of you. Bring in your attention and your awareness to yourself, and things start to shift really quickly.
Yeah, and that's exactly, like, it's not Jamie, it's just is people around me for the next 24 hours. Like, I need to mentally prepare myself now to rest and to get into that headspace. And so that's why I said it to him. I was like, let's just have a break here, you know, in being so, like, connected and working together and figuring things out. Like, there needs to be a shift. And in order to do that, like you said, you have to go inwards. You have to.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought it was really interesting.
That is it, really interesting. And what's resting look like for you on holiday? Like, what's a perfect day on holiday?
So definitely a bit of movement, if I can do that, or a little bit of meditation, like a little bit of, Jamie's so good in Spain. So he'll get up every morning and just go. He'll go for a run early in the morning, which I think is, like, so admirable because it's so hot over there. I love that he does that for himself. So he'll go and do that, and then he'll come back, and then I can head out then at that point. Or, you know, I might even just walk down and do a little meditation on the beach, because I find it really hard to run in the heat. But it was a really good tip that, you know, just for any first time parents or anything listening, that we do on holidays is we'll give each other an hour a day. So instead of both being on with the kids all the time, I'll say to him, okay, between 2 and 3, you just go do your thing. Mm-hmm. And he'll go maybe down, get a massage on the beach, or listen to some music and just fully switch off with his headphones. And I'm on with the kids, and then we swap over. And then, you know, I can do my thing for an hour. Mm-hmm. So I think it's such a good tip, because then you actually feel like you're having your own experience as well. That's part of the holiday.
Exactly. And everybody, I think that's it. Once you tend to yourself and you go away from your little gang, your tribe, and you come back in, there's that renewed sense of, right, we're together now. We're going to do this. Let's go.
Yeah. And you have to just fill up your own cup as much as possible. Like, there's probably loads of couples that go on holidays and they haven't seen each other all year because all they do is work. But for us, it's kind of the opposite, you know. You're going off now to get the air coach back to. And do you know what I was thinking? Like, there's certain forms of public transport that you probably don't strike up a conversation with people, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, the air coach is probably one of those ones that you definitely keep to yourself, do you? You're not like chatting to strangers on the air coach.
I must say, the air coach, the guy who picked me up on from Dublin Airport on Saturday evening, such a friendly dude. And, you know, like, those moments, that's what my love affair with Dublin is very much, you know, in session. And I was on the air coach traveling at pace, because boy, oh boy, do those guys drive fast, through Dublin city centre on Saturday evening. And I was listening to the radio station that he had on, Avicii Wake Me Up. Okay. Avicii Wake Me Up is on the radio in Dublin all the time. I heard it 3 times over the space of 3 days here. Is that something that's on your radar at all?
That song?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I listen to songs and it just brings me back to the time in Spain. I was like, I used to be writing the news. We're like, banging in your ears.
It's exactly what I thought. It was bringing back loads of great memories. But yeah, no, definitely this trip on the air coach is probably going to be pretty silent. Everybody, you know, that kind of airport feeling where you're like, oh, I'm under a little bit of pressure for time and I just need to get there. But I was on the bus the other day and I, you know, again, what's so nice about Ireland is people are like, thanks to the bus driver. I mean, again, like London is just different. It just doesn't operate the same way. But everybody who got off the bus was saying thanks to the bus driver. So sound as pounds, lads.
Savage. Is Nilo collecting you or are you training it back to tooting?
Nilo is collecting me and it's like serious temperatures over there. There's like 36, 37 degrees over the next couple of days. So Nilo said to me, yeah, looks like good weather for spotting.
Oh, so great.
He's going to be out in Gatwick watching planes until my flight lands later on.
I think it's like, it's such a sign that you really love someone when you track their flight. So I'm going to track your flight and make sure that you get home safe.
Thank you.
And I'm so sad that you were in Ireland and I didn't get to see you.
I know, but the good thing is I'm going to be back so much now over the next couple of months. So
yeah, talk to us about the next one. Do you have a date?
I do. The 19th of July is the next one. Our location is TBC. We're looking at a couple of locations. So as soon as I have it, maybe I'll have it actually by next week's episode. We can talk about it. And then just want to mention my retreat in Annamcara. We're about halfway there in terms of sales. Loads of Soul Sisters getting in touch and looking for information. It's the 13th of September, the day before Oprah, girls. So if it's a Sunday, we're going to do a full day, 10 till about 5 down in Glendalough. So if you'd like to come, drop me a DM. In fact, the link is in my bio. Now,
that's huge for you,
isn't it? Big leap.
Yeah, our Rosa trip sold out, but we got 10 more passes. So that is our Swiss Alps trip in January. And there's loads of distances this year. So you can do a 6K, you can do 11, you can do 16 or 21. So if you would like to get involved in a good glow trip, we're staying in a gorgeous spa hotel over there in the Swiss Alps. Dinners together, high vibes, the best crew coming. You can get in touch with me and I'll send you the link. So that's it.
Lovely.
That's it from the Soul Sisters.
That's it. So that's our recommends for the day. And we are on the fly, but you know, that's how we do things around here sometimes.
Yeah, next time we talk to you, I'll be in Spain. You'll be in boiling hot London. And I'm sure we'll have lots of news for you. And actually, a recommends is to get yourself some angel cards because they are such a beautiful thing to have in the house. One last thing that I'll say. So we called our running retreat Run to You because of my friend, Darren Nelson. So he is one of the dubs, up the dubs. Played for one of Sam Maguire back in the day and retired now, but him and his wife Lauren came to Chicago to run the half marathon with us, and he sang Run to You, the Bryan Adams song, and it was such a surprise. He's such an incredible voice, like the whole table like was like, whoa. And people will probably see that, like, I've always put that, it kind of became our team song. Mm. And so when we were thinking of a name for a retreat, we were like, oh, Run to You is really good because our retreats are not about fixing you. It's about running back to yourself, like unlocking that, you know, inner strength or something that you may have been missing over the last months or years. And Lauren and Dara are going through a little bit of a rough time at the moment with Dara's health, and he's bravely shared this, you know, over the last couple of years. But we were out running on Sunday and our Sunday run was called Run to You. And I was out running and I got a message from Lauren, who they really wanted to come on the trip, but just couldn't manage it this time. And she's like, I'm sitting here having my breakfast and Run to You just came on the radio.
Whoa.
And I just thought, wow, what a moment. Mm. And it was all because of him. So yeah, just wanted to share that right at the end. Even though we can be countries apart, we're still so connected, aren't we?
Massively.
And the universe always has our back and puts little signs in our path to remind us of that.
That's it. That's exactly what it is. Signs and synchronicities are the angels communicating with us.
Love it. Thanks so much, Claire. Have a safe flight and talk to you next week.
Happy holidays. Ooh.